Let us look to God in prayer. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as we are. You know us in and out. There is nothing hidden from you. Father, you know the thoughts of our hearts before we speak. Let the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Father, as we meditate and reflect upon your word this morning, help us to understand it and enable us to implement your word in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Christmas is here. Yes, Christmas begins with today's gospel. And it's that lovely gospel, the gospel according to Luke. Somebody called this gospel, the loveliest book in the world. A Scottish theologian was asked, "Can you recommend a good life of Christ?" He replied, "Have you tried St. Luke? Because this gospel contains in itself the life of Christ so beautifully. The prodigal son story, the good Samaritan story. And it has the angel Gabriel coming from God to a little town in Galilee called Nazareth, and to a little virgin girl, probably no more than 15 or 16 years old, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. So today's gospel is the story of the angel Gabriel's announcement to Mary about the birth of Jesus. There has never been better good news proclaimed than that which the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary that day. This is found only in Luke's gospel. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, the liturgy shifts our attention from John the Baptist to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Both John and Mary serve as important figures for our reflection during the season of Advent. They both played instrumental roles in preparing the way for Jesus. For the last 2 weeks, we've been reflecting on the life of St. John the Baptist. This week, we reflect upon Mary's example of faith and joyful obedience to God. I guess we all are familiar with the story of the Annunciation, and it is fitting that we recall how God announced the birth of Jesus as we make our final preparations for our celebration of the Incarnation. The angel Gabriel visited Mary. Mary greeted the angel's news with awe and wonder and asked how it could be possible that she could give birth to a child. That was an obvious question. In his reply, the angel Gabriel announced the seemingly impossible reality. This child to be born would be conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and would be God's own son. Now, for a moment, I want you to think about Mary's answer to Gabriel's announcement. For you see, it can be argued that Mary had a choice. She was not pregnant yet. The gospel reading says, in the sixth month, referring to Elizabeth's pregnancy, not hers. Mary can still say no, theoretically. When she asks her question, how can that be, for I am a virgin, we hear her begin to make up her mind. Gabriel explains to her about Elizabeth becoming pregnant and tells that nothing is impossible with God. And Mary gives him an answer. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. I believe Mary had a choice to say yes or no. And we do have that choice of no or yes as well. But if we want to say yes, we must understand that God will change who we are. God will change. And our lives won't be the same again. While I was preparing my sermon, a thought came to my mind that God must have spoken to that student who was just 24 years old, who shot all those people on Thursday, about what he was going to do that would cause pain and suffering to many people. But he didn't say yes to God. If he would have said yes to God, he wouldn't have killed. But he went on and killed, and also previously wounded many others, some disfigured and disabled for the rest of their lives. The scars for the rest of their lives. Sometimes only we know what God is saying to us personally and intimately in our hearts. If we say yes to God this Christmas season and in the coming year and in the years to come, we do need to make up our minds that changing and growing might bring us pain and grief, but it will also bring us ever closer to God and ever closer to being our true selves, the people God wants us to be, the people God created us to be. And it's only when we are being our true selves that we will find true happiness, joy, and peace that the world cannot give. We might want to say no to God because we don't think we are good enough, clever enough, or don't deserve such an honor. We might want to say no because we are quite comfortable where we are. We might want to say no because it seems an impossible thing for us to do. If that's the case, let's remember that nothing will be impossible for God. And His promise is always, "But I will be with you." Mary was certain of one thing, that nothing is impossible with God. She would have clung to that certainty as she dealt with the aftermath of Gabriel's visit. Regardless of what people thought or talked about behind her back, she was willing to obey God. She feared God more than she feared humans. Would we be willing to sacrifice our reputation to do God's will? For Mary to show up pregnant without a husband would cast an enormous amount of doubt on her character. In her time, unwed mothers were the stuff of mocking and of stoning and complete exile from their families and communities. You were outcast and disowned. If you were lucky, dead if you weren't. Mary knew all of this. I imagine her going to see Elizabeth, the only one who might possibly understand, thinking and muttering to herself over and over again, nothing is impossible with God. I imagine that as the days drew near for her to deliver, she had doubts that many first parents have, doubts about her readiness, her ability to deliver. In her case, doubts about where she would be physically. You cannot even think of giving birth in a manger, in a stable. But instead of focusing, instead of looking on them, she praises God, using some of the words Moses' sister Miriam used. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Mary's response to the angel shattering her world as she knew it was to say yes and praise God. Mary knew that through her, God would come and be Emmanuel, God among us, God with us. Mary knew nothing was impossible with God, and that with God, she would bear this child. Mary knew that the appearance of the angel Gabriel had changed her life and changed the world. Friends, Mary gives us one of the best examples of faith and obedience to God. Let it be with me according to your word. A response such as this is born out of humility and trust in the image, in the grace of God. And the good news is that such a response as this is possible for all those who turn to God in faith. Mary did it wholeheartedly, and she did it gladly, joyfully. Like Mary, we should put aside thoughts of ourselves and our glory, but rejoice in what the Lord has done for us. Mary wouldn't have rejoiced if she would have thought that her pregnancy was unacceptable socially. But she says, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. I pray that this same spirit is at work in you and me. I pray that in this Christmas season, we say yes to God and no to evil, so that we respond to God in joy, so that we live for the glory of God, so that our life is marked with faith and obedience. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.